For the first time, Ukraine's president has clearly stated the objective of Ukraine's military incursion into Russia.
Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly video address yesterday that Ukraine's surprise attack on the Kursk region of Russia earlier this month was intended to create a buffer zone to prevent further attacks by Moscow across the border. Russian forces appear to be struggling so far to fend off the new counteroffensive. 2.5 years after Russia's full-scale invasion began, Ukrainian forces are now fighting on three fronts in eastern Ukraine, in the Black Sea, and on Russian territory in Kursk.
Christopher Miller is the Ukraine correspondent for the Financial Times, and he's been traveling near the border with Ukrainian troops. Joins us from Kyiv. Chris, what have you seen about how Ukraine is consolidating its position in Kursk?
Well, it's clear that this is a big operation, and everything indicates that Ukraine is still pressing ahead with it. Ukrainian soldiers and heavy weapons are still streaming into Russia's Kursk region, and they're digging trenches, blowing up bridges, working to strengthen their grip on the Russian region, while Russia is really struggling to respond.
You mentioned strengthening their grip. How strong is the Ukrainian position on this new front?
Well, Ukraine's committed upwards of 10,000 soldiers to this Kursk operation, including many from its most elite and experienced airborne and mechanized brigades. Many of these were meant to be a part of Ukraine's strategic reserves and were kitted out for the potential operations to shore up defenses in eastern Ukraine. So this is not just a distraction. They have taken control of Russian territory, and this is the first time a foreign army has done so since the Second World War.
So what do you think about the overall objective here that that has been laid out?
Yeah, this is a big issue. There are several objectives, I think. Zelensky outlined one key aim overnight, saying it's meant to create a buffer zone to defend against Russian attacks inside Ukraine. Another is taking territory as leverage in future peace negotiations with Moscow that might take place. Then Ukraine also wants to draw Russian forces from other flashpoint areas in eastern Ukraine. But unfortunately for Ukraine, we haven't seen many Russian units pulled from those areas yet. And then yet another goal is to boost morale of Ukraine and its war-weary troops. And this operation certainly has accomplished that. I'd say finally that another major goal that Zelensky has himself spoken about is Ukraine capturing thousands of prisoners of war to replenish what he calls an exchange fund, or to capture as many Russian POWs as possible to swap for thousands of Ukrainians held by Moscow.
Now, all this, though, Christopher, sounds like a gamble. So what exactly is Ukraine gambling here?
It is a gamble. A lot is at stake, particularly territory and resources, and maybe even the outcome of the war. Soldiers I've spoken with are optimistic at the moment, but they also have concerns. The front line before this operation was already more than 600 miles long, and Ukraine was outmanned and outgunned by Russia at that stage still. So now Ukraine has stretched that front line and its resources further. So they could have a hard time. The longer this operation goes on, and as Russian forces continue their own advances inside Ukraine. And something to note here is that Ukraine is almost completely reliant on Western partners for military support, especially the U.S. So they're using up a lot of valuable equipment here that might not be immediately replenished.
And one more thing, Christopher mentioned how you're in Kyiv. How are people there feeling? What's the feeling there?
The mood is upbeat. You know, this is the first time Ukraine has been on the offensive for more than a year now, and they would like to see their troops march further if possible. But again, there are some concerns about what this means overall in the eastern part of the country here as Russians advance there.
Christopher Miller is the Ukraine correspondent for the Financial Times. He's also author of the book, The War Came to Us, Life and Death in Ukraine. Christopher, thanks.
Yeah, thank you guys.